WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning and welcome to The Morning Show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the voice of the University of Alabama. This is Ginger, and I am all by my lonesome today. We might have some people popping in here and there, but it'll be just me, probably, most of the morning. I had the most delightful weekend. I went home, and home for me is in Columbia, Tennessee, and I just had the best time. It was the most perfect weather you could have possibly imagined, and I just got to see all my family, and it was just really delightful. So I hope everyone else had just as good of a weekend as I had. I'm going to get us started here with some music. This one is by The Pretenders.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back to The Morning Show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, The Capstone. This is Ginger, and I have some news for everyone from the Crimson White all about our Vandy game we played this past weekend. Number 2 Alabama rolls over Vanderbilt in SEC opener. Super exciting by Austin Hannon, the sports editor over there. We won our game 55-3, which is so exciting. And this article has some good quotes in it. Quote, "I think we're getting closer to playing the way we like to play," said Coach Nick Saban. "We have to continue to focus on moving forward and improving. I think the team played really well. I think this is probably the closest we've come to playing to the standard." And Bryce Young, here's a quote from him, "It felt good to hit some big plays. As a unit, I was happy we were able to have the success we did. I feel a really good connection with our receivers. They work really hard." You can read more about that at thecrimsonwhite.com.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, The Capstone. This is Ginger, and I have a cute little news story I found. Over the weekend, a recently retired police dog named Luna was honored at a K-9 unit award gala for saving lives. The 10-year-old German Shepherd won the Lifesaver Award at the Thin Blue Paw Awards Gala over the weekend. Her area of expertise during her time in the service was tracking and searching for high-risk missing people. She successfully saved 38 lives during her 10-year career. I think that's amazing. Her handler, Linda McBride, and this story is based out of Scotland. She said, "I'm proud of Luna at how much she has achieved," and that's an understatement. To celebrate her retirement and win, McBride took Luna on her first ever vacation to the beach. I think that's just the best part of that story. But whether the weather is good or bad, we always have something to make you glad. And it's 60 degrees now and sunny. The high today will be 84 and the low will be 58. It's looking like we'll have a pretty clear week, which is super fun, hovering around the same temperatures. So we're going to be getting into the mid-70s later this week, which is going to be fabulous. Friday's probably going to be overcast, but there's a small chance of rain Saturday that we might get a little bit higher. But go out there and enjoy those mid-70s. I think that would be great. It's good weather around this time.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Show here on 90.7 FM WVUA. This is Ginger and I'm here with Kalem, our programming director. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Today is Love Note Day. Isn't that so sweet?
It's so adorable.
That is so cute. So I asked Kalem to write a love note with something, and I also wrote a love note. So I think I'll read mine first. Mm-hmm. My love note is for the man in the I love how you've led our team to greatness time and time again. I love how you pick up championship titles with the same effort that it takes for me to pick up coins off the street. I love how you wear your little vest and your little bucket hat. It's so precious. It's so cute. I love how you make reporters look like it's their first day on the job every time you have an interview. And I love your shameless Coca-Cola flex because I am also a big Coca-Cola fan. We love you. Next time.
Oh my god, that was great.
Yay.
That's all around.
I love Nick. He's precious.
Yes.
You know he's like 5'6".
I feel like I knew that, but also at the same
time. Well, you
time,
see
like,
him next to his players, and it's exactly. like, oh my gosh.
Like,
but he is fearsome. He's adorable.
Yeah. The little part about the book. Best.
Yes, oh my God. It's such I a look. Love that. It's the new Bear Bryant houndstooth fedora. It
exactly.
totally is. I love
exactly.
it. I hear you have a love note too.
Yes, I do. So mine is to 90.7.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. So, dude, 90.7. You are so cool, even though you are at school. Sometimes mm-hmm. you stink, especially when they bring something in. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, you are pretty sweet. I'll even come and. 8 a.m. for you.
Oh,
love you anyways.
How cute.
Yeah.
So fun. Write a love note to the person you love today. It's as good a time as any. And also, it happens to be National Family Day, too. Ooh. So write a love note to your family, and then you're really checking all the boxes.
Yeah.
So cute. Well, thank y'all for tuning in, and we've got some more music.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Show here on 90.7 FM, WVUA, the voice of the University of Alabama. This is Ginger, and last segment we talked about love notes because it's National Love Note Day, and you can go to our Instagram at WVUAFM to see more content about our love notes. We pop off on the screen, it's really fun. And we also have updates over there about our programming throughout the week. I want to talk about last Monday, we talked about the theater department putting on a production of Gloria. And the first showing of that is tonight at 7:30 at the Alan Bales Theater. And yeah, it's a dark comedy. Here's what the website says. Dark comedy follows several young, ambitious editors living in New York City and working for one of the city's most esteemed publications. As the monotony of office life begins to set in, they wonder if any of them will ever get that mythical big break. After an office party, their lives are changed forever when coworker Gloria goes on a shooting rampage inside the office. Scarred for life, the survivors process their trauma while vying to decide who gets to tell the story and finally score their own book deal. So I think that sounds super interesting. The showing is tonight at 7:30, and there are several more dates all throughout the week. So if you're interested, head over to the UA website or the theater website to learn more.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
For the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the voice of the University of Alabama. This is Ginger, and I have something very exciting for UA students. Today is National Pancake Day, and there are going to be complimentary pancakes in the library. I think it's the Camellia Room. I think that's the second floor, maybe? But they're going to be there until 11 o'clock, so if you're interested in a pancake, you have 2 more hours to get one. And I'm sure that's while supplies last, of course, but National Pancake Day. I love pancakes. I've always been a pancake girl instead of a waffle girl. If you have a very strong opinion about that, hop over to our Instagram at WVUAFM. Let us know. Are you a pancake person? Are you a waffle person? I'm very curious.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.
The morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the capstone. Let's talk about weather. It's 70 degrees now and sunny. The high today will be 84 and the low will be 58. And we're going to have a really beautiful week. Tomorrow it's going to be in the mid 80s, but after that it'll be in the mid 70s for the rest of the week and very clear. Friday we'll have a little bit of cloud coverage. And there's a small percentage of rain on Saturday that probably will increase over the week now in Tuscaloosa. But get out there and enjoy those mid-70s. That just is perfect weather. But whether the weather is good or bad, we always have something to make you glad. I have found the funniest story in the world. 60-year-old Nebraska man breaks the record for the longest water voyage in a pumpkin. Dwayne Hansen of Nebraska paddled for 12 hours in a hollowed-out 850-pound pumpkin he affectionately named the SS Bertha. He went for a total of 41 miles down the Missouri River, breaking the previous record of, I think, 12 miles. I'll have to go back and look. Before he got back to land in Nebraska City. So he went from Bellevue to Nebraska City, Nebraska. Hansen was already the record holder for growing large pumpkins in the state of Oregon. And he's been wanting to grow one big enough to float down the river in for a long time. It became clear to him that Bertha was his opportunity. And at the time that he cut the pumpkin down and hollowed it out so he could ride down the river, it was growing 14 pounds a day and had a circumference of 146 inches. That is just so crazy. Floating down the river in the pumpkin. I've never heard anything like that before in my life. So fun. We're going to be back to see you again.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning and welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM, WVUA, the voice of the University of Alabama. This is Ginger, and I have a story from the Crimson White. This is from Hannah Shedd, a contributing opinion columnist. Spend time outside in Tuscaloosa and reap the benefits. Hannah talks about many outdoor sites in and around Tuscaloosa and how beneficial outdoor time is for your mind as well as your body. Hannah names a few great sites specifically, including Lake Lurleen State Park, Lake Tuscaloosa, Lake Nickel, Lake Harris, Hurricane Creek Park, the Riverwalk, and the University of Alabama Arboretum. All very lovely places to spend some time outdoors. I've been to the Birmingham Botanical Gardens, and that's a great facility. I've also been hiking at Tannehill State Park several times, and I love it out there. And this is the perfect week for outdoor time, mid-70s the whole week. So perfect outdoor weather. Wear your sunscreen and get out there. Good for your mind and your body.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning and welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA. This is Ginger and I'm joined by Kalem, our beloved programming director. Good morning, Kalem.
Good morning.
Hello. I hear that you went to the movies over the weekend.
Yes, I did. So I went to go see Don't Worry, Darling, starring our beloved Harry Styles.
Yes,
we and Florence Pugh. I love her. She does a great job in the movie. She's like the main actress. So yeah.
She's so pretty.
I know. I want to be here so bad.
She just looks so effortless.
Yeah. But it's a psycho thriller. It's, in my opinion, really good, but I'm also kind of biased because I like Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. And then also at the same time, I don't like Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
So ooh. Like, there's a little bit of button heads here, but...
So much drama with that movie.
Yeah, a lot of drama on that cast. Well, in and out of that cast. Mm-hmm. But I say overall, the movie's really good. If you can get past Harry Styles looking kind of weird in some scenes,
what do you mean looks fine. Weird?
I don't want to spoil it! There's some scenes that Harry Styles does not look like himself.
Oh.
And I will say... Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be the original actor in Harry Styles' role. And I will say, if Shia LaBeouf was the actor in those scenes, I would be, like, totally fine with those scenes.
Yeah.
But since Harry just looks kind of goofy, I'm like, we gotta change something here. Yeah. Sums up.
Well, this seems like one of his first big movie roles. I don't know. Yeah, I know he's been in other movies, but this one seems more focused on him instead of like the whole story.
Yeah.
So do you think he has an acting career ahead of him after seeing the movie, or you don't know?
Kind of. I mean, he's going to be in My Policeman 2 coming out this year, but that's on Amazon Prime, and I don't know if it's going to be in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, kind of. Yeah. I think he's going to stick to music, mainly, because, I mean...
Well, that's... We all love him.
Yeah.
So.
That's his brand. Like, that's all him. I mean, I think he's going right back on tour after this.
Oh, really?
Like, quite literally in probably another month, he's going on tour.
Oh,
like, he's always constantly on tour. Which, I mean, props to him. Make that money. But...
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah, that's the big money maker. musicians, yeah. I know. I saw Top Gun Maverick for like the fourth time over the weekend. And I know you haven't seen it yet, which that's crazy. I feel like everybody's seen it. It's been in the movie theater for so long.
Yeah.
I just love it though.
Go to the movies that much.
Me neither. Yeah. I've gone several times. I went, I think the first time I saw Maverick, I just went with my boyfriend. And then we went with his family when we went down to visit them. And then I went with a friend. And then we, this past time, we bought it on Amazon. So we could just watch it whenever we wanted it. So that's, nice. I saw it in my home. And it was my first time my parents saw it. And they were just like, oh, this is so great. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Have they seen the original one?
Yeah, they have. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, you know, it's a very old movie. 86, mm-hmm.
Yeah. They've seen it probably a couple times since then, and I've seen that one 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And, I feel like they really, really did it justice. And there's talks about a Top Gun 3, and I was like, no, don't do it.
No, don't.
There's no way that you could do better than Top Gun 2. Yeah, that just does not need to happen. Unless Tom Cruise is just not in it. If Tom Cruise wasn't in it, and they weren't, like, messing up his happy ending, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, that's just how I feel. But we're going to get back to soon.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning and welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the voice of the University of Alabama. I just wanted to come on here and plug our Instagram. That's WVUA-FM on Instagram. We have lots of content every single day. And we have programming updates every day. So right now I'm looking at our programming schedule. We had alternative music radio earlier this morning. And then the morning show, we've got more music radio from 10 to 7. And then 7 to 8 is student sections. So that's a sports show. And then more alternative music radio after that. So if you want information about our programming or any of the shows or DJs that we have going on throughout the day, that's the place to be.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.